Jesus knew his scripture, didn't he? He must have read Ezekiel before he started talking to the people, right? He changes fat and skinny goats to goat, fat and skinny sheep to sheep and goats, but it's the same spirit, isn't it? Right? The fat sheep in Ezekiel are the ones that have thrown their weight around and they got in there and they got everything, they got the good stuff, and the poor skinny goats got driven off. Skinny sheep got driven away. Kind of sounds like most nations' kingdoms of the world, doesn't it? And here's Jesus saying, at the end of it all the nations are going to be gathered. All of the peoples, the nations. Anybody that's organized anything over the centuries, from the kingdoms to the empires to the nations to the cities, all of y'all are going to be gathered in, and this will be the criterion by which you will be judged. This is it. It isn't your gross domestic product, as much as we love that. Everybody loves a good gross domestic product. Right? And it isn't the size of your army. We love those armies, but that's not that either. And it's not the housing, you know, new houses building, that kind of criterion that we hear all the time on the radio. New housings are up 10%, 2%, 8%, doesn't really matter. One thing we do have to know is that even though the housing industry is going up, homelessness does not go down. It's up. Right? There's a million ways that the nations try to measure themselves. And that's where they go and they strive. And Jesus is like, I ain't having that. That ain't right. Let me tell you. This is how the nations are going to be judged. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Etc. That's the criteria for how the nations are going to be judged. And isn't that something? It's like, wow, it's so clear. But we are so seduced into other ways of thinking that this clarity becomes like oppression for us. Oh no. We don't want to do that. It wouldn't work. And so we come up with all kinds of these ideas like the greatest good for the greatest number. Right? And Jesus again goes, the greatest good for the greatest number. And we think, okay, and then the ones that it's not the greatest good for, those are my people. Those are the people I'm hanging out with. And as you did it to the least of them, you did it to me. Simple. So all of our philosophies, all of our ideas, political economy, all that stuff, you know what? That's not the criteria. God will not have it. And Jesus is just kind of letting us in on this secret, on this beautiful reality. Now, what are we going to do with that? Well, one of the things we're going to do is say, ouch. Because we also fall into that, don't we? I was watching, saw a clip of this, and I just can't imagine it, but it's true. There is a thing called hostile architecture. Hostile architecture. You heard of it? It's where cities are doing this. It's hostile, meaning hostile towards homeless people. A bench, a nice bench where people could maybe lay down or lay under or whatever, becomes this curved, graded thing, metal, and there's parts of the metal that stick up and you can't lay down on it, and if you do lay down on it, there's something in your back because it's just not comfortable. Okay. Or, and this is the one just kills me, under a bridge, they put these things where there are actually spikes where people would lay down. Hostile architecture.
So it is ILE, hostile.
Yeah. Hostile, like angry.
Yeah.
Not like a hostile.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, oh, see, there you go.
That's balancing no.
everything. That, right, yes, yes, okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, thanks be to God, that's what you thought.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Until
the spikes came in, you were thinking, well, okay, yeah. But there it is, right? I mean, that's, create hospitals, create places for people to live and stay and sleep.
Great.
But this is not that. It's hostile. Right? So that homeless, it doesn't help with any of the homelessness. Homeless people stay homeless, but now they can't stay and they can't be in certain places in our city. That's how we deal with it. Holy mackerel. And what does this story of Jesus, what does this prophecy of Jesus say about that kind of thing? That's us. We're doing that kind of stuff all the time. It's crazy. It happened just the other day at the food bank. I mean, here we're giving out, it's Thanksgiving, it's Tuesday before Thanksgiving, we're giving out all this food, we're giving out $50 gift certificates, and all of a sudden, the rules become the most important thing. So if you have your card, your food bank card, then you can get a Safeway card. If you don't have that, you can get a box of food, but you can't get a card. Or, and you have to be there. You can't get a card for somebody who you pick up with every week for because they're not there. So you can't get a card. Okay, there's rules. That's good. But the whole morning became this push and tug and anger and hostility, and the people who are signing people up are just getting really angry because people are saying, don't I get a card? No, you don't get a card. And one guy didn't get a card, he got a box of food, he took his box of food, he throws it out onto the street because he didn't get a card, a gift card. He comes every week, everybody knows him, but he didn't bring his card. And at the end of it, there's a few. It's just awful, right? It's a setup, but I know about this setup. And so, at the end, there's a group of people, and they're kind of frustrated. A small group of people are frustrated at all of it, seeing the whole thing, and I'm kind of frustrated with it too. And for a minute, I'm entering right into it, like, right, you know, this is ridiculous. Why don't we just give out a card to one or two people just because it's gracious, it's Thanksgiving, it's supposed to be a joyful time, and we've turned it into this real animosity and an us and them kind of thing, the whole business. And I'm thinking for about a minute I'm in with them, and then I'm going, and then I said, wait a minute here. I used to run this food bank, and we used to buy whole turkeys to give them out. And we'd buy 220 turkeys, and maybe we'd have 215 people come through. My rule was, everybody that comes through gets a turkey before anybody gets two. Right? Because people would come and get, and if you gather for people every week, you can get their food, but you don't get a turkey until everybody that's come through gets one. It's the rule. People hated that rule. They hated it. People would come through every week, faithfully gathering up for other people, and they'd say, why don't I get a turkey? And I said, let me explain it to you. You're here, you're going to get a turkey. When the last person at the end of the line is done and there's more turkeys, you can come back and get you a turkey. But you're not getting one right now. So then finally one woman comes up and she says, she whispers in my ear, Pastor, you're being a real blankety-blank about that. And I was being really good. I had been really good. I heard that. I said, oh, that's it then. Okay. Great. You're right. You are right. And I stood up on my chair. And I said, can I have your attention, please? And everybody's like, what's going on? And I said, all right, listen up. Everybody that gets through this line is getting one turkey, and one turkey only, until everybody that comes through this line gets a turkey. And then you can come back and get another one for somebody else if you want it. Today, I am an equal opportunity blankety blank. Everybody just laughed and was like, yep, you sure have been. Okay. So when I ended up telling that story to this group of people because I had started to feel like, well, yeah, those guys, they're really, sheesh. You know, they're just keeping the rules. Like, why the rules? You know? Except that I'm with them. So, you know, I'm a goat too. So, what are we supposed to do with this? Because there are times, you all know, when you're standing with the goats. I'm assuming some of you have stood with some goats. And I know that you've stood with the sheep. Right? And you've welcomed people, and you've fed them, and you've clothed them, and you've visited them, and you've tended to them. And thanks be to God. But then, Jesus says, and those guys are going out into the outer darkness. Out with them. Nope. Don't want to deal with them anymore. And what are we supposed to do? Well, as people who have been goats, I mean, and have been sheep also, people who are the sheep, kind of look up and go, wait a minute. That can't be right. Those goats that are getting punished like this? Wait a minute, they're starting to look like the people who need tending to. Oh, come on, you gotta be kidding. I have to tend to them too? And then the sheep start talking to the shepherd. Hey, wait a minute. This can't be right. We've heard your voice before. You don't separate from people from people. You don't distinguish between people. What is going on here? You've gotta go and help those people. Or send us. We gotta go help those people. Because they're lost. You can imagine the shepherd going, me and my big mouth. I spoke these things. Yes, I did. And the sheep advocate for the goats. Until the goats get it. And I'm so grateful for that. Having been a goat myself. And Jesus, I love this. I think what Jesus does at that point, what the shepherd does in the story, is just kind of go, ah, you got me. Yes, it isn't like this. It cannot be like this. God does not want this separation. And so, what's the task of the sheep? The task of the sheep is to pray for the goats. It's to pray for the nations. It's to ask for mercy and peace and healing. That's what the sheep are for. And so today, now, I propose that that is what we do. We're going to sing for the healing of the nations. And we're going to ask for God to bless the nations. Lord, have mercy. The nations need blessing. We can see all over the world, everywhere we turn, there are people who are not tending to the least. They are not tending to the lost. They are not tending to those who are in need. We're not casting them out. We're praying for them. That God will transform them and transform us while God is at it. So, let us enter into that prayer. And thanks be to God. Amen.